Hello, this is Chakradhar. I'm co-founder of Country Delight. Country Delight is one of India's largest direct-to-home consumer brands. We serve nearly 2 lakh families across India.
And hello, this is Madhu Bhandari from Network 18. Welcome to our special one-on-one conversation series where I catch up with newsmakers on business and life in the times of dealing with a global pandemic. And today, my focus is on essential commodities that continue to get delivered very successfully at our doorsteps despite the raging pandemic around us. Thank you, Chakradhar, for joining us today on Money Control. And milk and milk products, of course, are a very, very essential commodity for many of us on a daily basis. So kudos to you for keeping the supply chain running through these times. How challenging has it been to really achieve that?
Thank you, Madhu, for having me here. Yeah, I mean, it's been a little bit of a testing time, but broadly, the government support has been here with us. And it's been, except with the exception for the first few days, it's been a broadly smooth journey for us. The power of our business model than anything, since we are a full stack business model where we procure directly from the farmer and give it all the way to the doorstep of the consumer. We've been able to successfully handle all disruptions quickly initially and hence been able to serve our customers well.
Let me also ask you, has this online delivery and ordering of milk and milk products seen a demand surge, particularly through the last 2 months? Because a lot of people have been scared to allow milk vendors to physically come and deliver milk at their doorsteps. A lot of them have taken to digital payments. A lot of them have taken to technology in a big way. So how has the demand surge been for Country Delight over the last 2 months in particular?
Absolutely, Mridu. I mean, it's been good. We've seen a strong demand surge from consumers across geographies in the last 30-45 days. New orders, we've stopped all our marketing, first of all, because these are testing times and one needs to be conservative. We've stopped taking all big decisions. Irrespective of that, our consumers' growth has grown by 30% in the last 1 month. Even our existing consumers have ordered a number of our other products which we do, which is like dahi, paneer, ghee, breads and eggs. So absolutely, there's been a big demand surge.
Most of your things are prepaid, your orders are prepaid. In that sense, does it help you keep your cash flow alive? Is liquidity a problem at all? Of course, yours is also a very funded company. Last, I think, was Series B round that you raised last year of $10 million. Where have you put that capital, and is access to capital a problem for you at this point in time? Are you foreseeing any problems with the recession looming up?
When we raised our capital for the Series B, our plan was to expand the Delhi model into other geographies. So we are successfully present in Mumbai, Pune and Bangalore. And so today we are operating in the 4 geographies which we have originally envisaged. And coming to your question about cash flow, we are a part postpaid, part prepaid model, but to bring contactless delivery and contactless consumer experience, we've moved to a full prepaid model, and consumers have readily accepted it because we have been pretty much the only essential brand which has delivered in a completely uninterrupted fashion during the last 30 to 45 days.
And as far as maintaining the supply chain is concerned, how challenging has that been from a labor standpoint? Of course, dairy is not a very labor intensive industry, but a lot of labor has left for villages. A lot of them do not want to be at the front line delivering milk door to door. Have any of those problems affected Country Delight so far?
You know, as a company, I must say that we have taken some very strong steps. Like I was mentioning to you offline also, that we have been over communicative with all the frontline staff. We have listened to their problems and addressed them very, very carefully. So for example, in our production, we've arranged accommodation and food facilities within our production environment so that there is completely restricted movement and everything is taken care of for these people. For our frontline staff, we have communicated very constantly. Wherever there were problems with local movement or police, we have personally sent, been involved in coordinating with every local authority, even with the delivery staff personally as well. Like, all the senior management was personally involved in all this.
And I'm told that milk goes through almost 26 steps of scientific testing at your facilities before it makes it out to consumers. You aggregate milk from different farmers, you put it through a lot of scientific testing, and then you deliver it to consumers at their doorsteps. In the wake of COVID-19, have you put in any additional measures in terms of testing, in terms of trying to ensure safety as these products can spread the pandemic if not taken care of properly?
We have taken precautions in terms of setting up sanitization for everybody, restricting the need for movement for people, ensuring sanitization for the delivery staff. Now we are looking at implementing tech-based solutions where we are building real-time monitoring of temperature for all delivery executives. We are even looking to give this data and build transparency with the consumers as well.
How are you ensuring that there is minimum human touch to the product and post-packaging and delivery during delivery as well?
So earlier, our delivery last mile staff was typically coming between 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Now we have a 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. shift where at any point of time, there are not more than 10 to 12 people picking up milk from any of our dispatch locations. And each of these personnel is monitored real-time for temperature. Initially, they were monitored on logs. Now we are building a fully real-time system where sitting here, I can probably see what is the temperature of each delivery executive. And then we are using data to predict, to see if there is any pattern or differential.
And as a founder, how difficult has it been to achieve work from home and really remotely control your workforce? What are the top leadership lessons that you've learned over the last couple of years?
We have a very good team. I mean, we're all very proud of how we've been working, and even the customers are very appreciative of how we've been doing it. As a business, we are a very, very customer-obsessed and focused organization. So, the thinking that we've built as a company over the years has really, helped us navigate well over the last 1 month.
Any innovative features that are coming to mind now as you imagine the post-COVID-19 world, as we all adjust to this new normal that we all really don't know what it's going to be all about, but any thoughts on how you want to reshape business or perhaps new innovations you want to bring to the app? What's on your mind?
So we have taken some, like I said earlier, we've taken some quick initial steps to move from a prepaid behavior, postpaid behavior to a fully prepaid behavior. We are taking steps to build more transparency to the customers. Like, people would want to know, how is their milk coming? What is the delivery? What is the body temperature of the delivery guy who is delivering? And build more transparency and visibility into consumers to show that we are trying our best to be absolutely safe with the product. The second opportunity is, since the whole ecosystem is changing, there is a lot of scope for collaboration within the ecosystem and community.
Wonderful to hear that, Chakravarti. Thank you so much for joining us on this special conversation. With that, it's a wrap of this particular edition of our One-on-One Conversation series. I'll be back next time with another newsmaker to discuss life and business in the times of dealing with COVID-19. Thanks very much for joining us today. Goodbye.